Will Henneke with you, the IdahoSports.com 2014 Fall Football Online Preview. Headed to Potlatch now, head coach Pat Amos, our guest here on the program. Coach, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us here.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Coach, you're coming off of a 2-7 season where in the rearview mirror it may not look too pretty, but you look forward now and you see a lot of kids coming back, a lot of players who had some success last year, and a chance to really build on that going into this season.
Yeah, I think that what we did gain was some experience. You know, we only had two seniors last year, so we got to play a lot of young guys, and we kind of knew it might be a little tough last year with only two seniors, and our incoming senior, junior, and sophomore class comes back with a lot of experience.
When you get into some of those younger classes and the guys that got the experience coming into this season, who are a few that you're expecting to maybe shoulder a little bit of a heavier load this year, maybe be able to take that next step from role player into key contributor?
Well, I know our senior class that we actually have come in is a very strong senior class. We have some good kids that are athletic, got a lot of good experience over the last couple of years. You know, our starting quarterback, David Amos, is going to start his third year at quarterback. He knows our offense really well, can make some adjustments for us and check downs and stuff like that. We return our fullback, Rowdy Paul, and if you know anything about our offense, we run the ball, and our fullback plays a critical role. And then we return it, not our starting tailback last year. Ronnie Miller is our starting tailback there. You know, we use a two tailback system, and Tristan Heights is returning. He's got great speed, and he's worked really hard in the off season. He's even faster now than he was. And we return Aaron Byers at the offensive line, and I believe this is his third year starting. So that kind of experience, and Kenny Scheffler at tight end, which is he's about 6'3", good target. So, you know, they really had to step it up last year as juniors, and then we have some sophomores that had to play roles last year that are now going to be juniors. You know, Cole Wallen had to play an outside linebacker position for us as a sophomore, and he really stepped up and gained a lot of experience, and I think he'll be one of our leaders on that defense. You know, we got some kids coming back that got a lot of playing time last year and learned from it.
Potlatch is a 1A team, an 8-man team. How important is depth? And I know I'm asking the obvious question, but I'm just giving you the platform to answer it. How important is it to have enough healthy bodies week in and week out?
Well, I think it is important. And, in fact, that's, you know, our numbers are kind of down this year. And we talked about that is that it is 8-man, but depth is still important. Being able to rotate an extra offensive line in there, being able to rotate some guys in on offense or defense to give some of those guys breathers. And that's what we're looking for with the younger kids right now is there any there that are ready to step up and fill those roles, you know, to come in and play 2, 3, 4 downs. And really, those are critical. Just like any team, you know, it's critical so that our guys can get off the field a little bit. And we're looking for those guys right now with our younger kids.
You open up, Coach, with 4 consecutive home games, but it's not your garden variety 4-game homestand when you're talking about Deary and Troy and Wallace and Genesee. That's, you know, 4 pretty decent programs there. How important is it for you to get whether the wins and losses ultimately reflected or not, just how important is it to get off to a good start there at home and really continue to plant that seed of the program?
Yeah, it's kind of a bizarre schedule, 4 straight home games. I've been coaching for a long time. I've never had that. Opening up with Deary. Deary's kind of our rivalry. It's just down the road. Two towns kind of share a mill, so it's a good, great rivalry. So opening up with them is good. And then Troy, which is one of the better teams in the league. They're well coached. Oh, usually got some great athletes. I think that's really our testing ground, how we compete against Troy. We'll see how far we've come. You know, and then of course like Wallace coming down and Genesee, both of them very solid programs. So yeah, it's great to be home for four in a row, but like you said, all four programs that are coming in are going to challenge us.
How hungry is the town to get back into the playoffs and make a run in the postseason?
Well, and that's what, you know, these seniors, they were puppies when, you know, sophomores when we were in the state playoffs last, and you know, that when they're juniors, no, they were freshmen. I'm sorry, they were freshmen when we got in the state playoffs last. When they were sophomores, we just missed, just barely missed getting in, and then last year, of course, we had kind of a rough year. So I think one of their goals and one of the things is get back into that state playoff picture.
How much of a statement is it for a program to even be in a playoff run when you're talking about one of the premier eight-man conferences in the entire state with, you know, Troy, Genesee, Prairie, yada, yada, yada. I mean, that's a pretty tall ladder to climb for anybody, not just Potlatch.
Absolutely. And I love this league because it is the most competitive eight-man football league there is in the state. I love that. Every Friday night, you got to battle to get those W's to get into the state playoffs. There's no easy night. You know, and then on our two non-league games, you know, Deary's now non-league because they dropped a division, but they were in the top of their division in their league last year. And then, of course, Wallace, you know. So we really don't have a Friday night where, you know, whew, they're all tough. And that's great because that's what you're here for. You know, I love playing against those good programs. That's what you want to do. They're good coaches, well-coached. The kids play well, so it is a challenge. When you make the state playoff, you've accomplished something.
Pat Amos, the head coach at Potlatch High School, we appreciate you coming on board for a few minutes, and best of luck for a big season this year.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.